We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. They'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreamin'. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty, time to get started with the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. For this almost Friday, Thursday, we welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at South Point, the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. We welcome you to the show. And of course, we also want to say hi to all of our other listeners and watchers around the world, and here in Las Vegas as well, on the many different platforms that we have, such as our local radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. Of course, they are our local station that has the Race Day Las Vegas shows, and also the play-by-play of the USC college football games and the Rams NFL football games this season. And we welcome all of our listeners on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone or Android, got it covered with the apps. You can get your KSHP app to listen to us, YouTube app to listen and watch us on your iPhones or your Androids, and certainly anywhere you get your podcasting as well. So we welcome you however, wherever, whenever you get our show, we welcome you to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. Looking at the weather here in Las Vegas, you know, it's the 10th day already of October, which means we are gradually getting into our fall weather. 69 degrees right now outside. Beautiful, 69 degrees. And we're going to get up to 99. We're not hitting 100. And I would have to say, unless we get a heat pocket along the way, the 100-degree weather is over for the rest of the year here, I think. In any case, we're going to get up to 99 today. And this is the way the weather is going to be like for the rest of the weekend here in Las Vegas, these temperatures, et cetera. So we just want to let you know about that. Anyhow, that's the weather here. Let's take a look at the weather around the country. First of all, in Florida, the hurricane has finally gone through. They say that the hurricane wasn't as bad as the multitude of tornadoes that they had in the path of the hurricane there in Florida. Our thoughts and our concerns go out, of course, can help any way you can with going through the American Red Cross or any other charity that you want to help them out there in Florida. Right now in Miami, it's 87 degrees, and in New York City, 64, Chicago, 71. These are the temperatures will be for the day, not at the moment, but they'll be topping out at those temperatures today. And, of course, L.A. is 83 degrees, although there's no racing today at Santa Anita, 83 degrees in Southern California. And, again, Phoenix, Arizona, the hot spot of the nation, 106 degrees there. I wonder when they're going to actually get below 100 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona. Already the 10th day of October. And being the 10th day of October means one thing. We're counting down to the Breeders' Cup. 22 days now, just 22 days left for the Breeders' Cup. 22 days, 4 hours, 29 minutes, and 47 seconds to be exact as we tick, 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 tick away to the big world championships for thoroughbred racing, that's for sure. And looking ahead to the Breeders' Cup races, what we're going to do on the show each and every day is try to take a look at each one of those races. Daily Racing Form is doing a great job with going down each of the races and highlighting them. Daily Racing Form reports today that the Breeders' Cup Classic fierceness is getting bigger and better, stronger as the season progresses. That's good news for him. Breeders' Cup Distaff, awesome result, looks to give Japan another upset. Awesome result coming in from Japan for the Breeders' Cup Distaff to take on Torpedo Anna and Idiomatic. That'll be interesting. That's for sure. And then, of course, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. It's just kind of hard to pin down what the Europeans are going to send over for that, as far as that's concerned, to contest against our juveniles here on the turf. Breeders' Cup Sprint. Mulligan is peaking at age 4, and Mulligan is one of the big horses for the Breeders' Cup Sprint. In the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, Quick Kick and La Cara could meet again in that race. They've been contesting with each other. The Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf is a waiting game between Destin D'Oro and some others going in that race. That should be a pretty wide open event, really. Breeders' Cup Juvenile, Gaffleone is sitting pretty on Easy Avenue. Of course, that was the winner of the recent Breeders' Futurity, the Breeders at Keeneland Racecourse, but he'll have to take on the Baffert contingent there. Breeders' Cup Mile. It looks like it's a wide open event too, although we're getting a horse that might be coming in from Longchamp for that race. And in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile post time, the horse post time has earned his chance to go in that race in the Breeders' Cup Mile. That's always an interesting race, the Breeders' Cup Mile. It will be again this year. The Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf, Mr. Kevin Attard is confident Mora can break through this time and win that race. Remember, she was the Canadian Horse of the Year a couple of years ago. She won the big race, the Queen's Plate at that time there. And she has been contesting on the turf course. She tailed off a little. She did run in the Breeders' Cup Filly Mare Turf last year. Didn't win it. And Attard thinks that she's coming around again to one of her best efforts. And the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, a few of the winners that won some of the prep races will be passing that race. So it could be a wide open event there. And the Breeders' Cup Turf, we are looking at the British-based horse, 12 runners. Of the 12 runners, there's a British-based horse that looks pretty tough there with Jaribi. And the Breeders' Cup Filly Mare Sprint, Soul of an Angel, a one-turn mare is going in that one. Breeders' Cup Turf, Juvenile Turf Sprint. Seems like that the horses that have been running in Southern California in those juvenile races on the turf seem to have the home field advantage there. And, of course, Mark Cassie going to sending the Natalma winner, the recent Natalma winner at Woodbine, top three, all top three of those. Remember, he ran first, second, and third in that race. He's sending all three of them in for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf. Thanks to the Daily Racing Form checking in on all those Breeders' Cup races for you as we gave them to you. All right. First week of Keeneland, the first 3 days of Keeneland, I should say, that they almost broke the handle record for the first days at Keeneland over this past weekend. I think they were about $150,000 short of the all-time handle there at Keeneland. So they had a great handle there at Keeneland. And after yesterday's early pick five carryover and the big pool that went into that, it certainly is heading in the right direction for that as well. And we're going to take a look at the Queen Elizabeth II field coming up this weekend at Keeneland. And I understand that the New York Racing Association has inquired to the Breeders' Cup about holding a Breeders' Cup back in New York after they remodel Belmont Park. When Belmont Park gets remodeled and the new Belmont Park, they want the Breeders' Cup to come back there. And I think it should. I think it should. And all in all, that's just about all of the news that we have for you. Looking ahead to yesterday at Keeneland, remember they had that big early pick five carryover. It went like this. First race, Mazuka wins a Martin Garcia board for James Butcher, paying $7.86. So that started out the first race. The second race winner was River Ridge, trained by Mike Campbell, ridden to victory by Gavin Ashton. And that was a pick on the show from Jonathan Ardoon. If you remember, I asked Jonathan if he can give us a singleton in the early pick five. He said he not only had a singleton, he thought, but it was one of his selections for the day, and it was. His pick in the second race, River Ridge, won, paid $6.30 in that race. Third race winner, Normandy Hero, for Rudolph Brissett, paying $6.46 with Flavian Pratt aboard. Fourth race winner, Stage Left, came from last to first in the 6.5 furlong race. This horse, excuse me, this horse was even money and had to come from last to first. And a lot of people were on edge, especially the ones that might have singled this horse. But he got up in time for David Jacobson and Ramon Vasquez, paying $4.10. And then the fifth and final race in the early pick five, the winner there was Astra Stella. Irid Ortiz Jr. aboard for Fergus Bogey, paying $7.14. Overall, in the early pick five, there were several, most of them were favorites, and the others were the second favorites. So it was really formful to have. The pick five paid $224.95, even with the big carryover that was distributed as well. And Rudolph Brissett got his second win of the day in the eighth and final race with Green Lights. That was a pick on the show. Green Light was from Richard Eng. Green Light paid $3.42 as the lowest priced winner of the day and the highest priced winner of the day at Keeneland was in the sixth race, where Bracket Buster did just that, busted all the brackets for anybody who was playing those races. Vicky Oliver trained, ridden by John Velasquez. This horse pays $69.42. $69.42, John Velasquez and Vicky Oliver. Now, that highest priced winner of the day, you combine the win payoffs of all the other races, all the other seven races together, the win prices on that, that came to $39.82. $69.42 winner in the sixth race outperformed the Parimutuel combined payoffs of all the other races by $29.60. It was pretty much a formful day yesterday at Keeneland. All right, on today's show, we got Jonathan Ardoon with us. Of course, Rich Eng, John Lindo, Jerry J. Remember, we have a Thursday night football game, so we expect a football pick from Richie as well. And, of course, your racing menu yet to go. So without any further ado, let's get to our first break on this Almost Friday Thursday, and we'll be back with more. Don't forget to get to join us on YouTube. Go to YouTube, hit station, South Point Studios on that station, South Point Studios on the YouTube outlet. You'll get to our page, you'll click the Race Day Show, and then you can start watching and listening to our show and join the chat as well. And if you subscribe, you'll be able to join the chat. Subscription is free. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All righty. Chatters are chatting away on the YouTube South Point Studios site at the Race Day site. So hopefully you kind of join in there. Remember, all you do have to do is subscribe if you haven't already, and you can join the chat and all that good stuff there. All righty. Like we said, the weather looks pretty good around the country except for them fishing out all of the devastation that's going down in Florida. And your hearts go out to them, that's for sure. All right, let's get started with the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook. Simulcast centers the racetracks around the country. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. We are in the Pacific time zone here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times that roll out in our Racebook here at the South Point today. If you're listening in the Pacific time zone, no problem. If you're not, you're in plenty of the different time zones around the world, so we suggest that you adjust the first post times in your area from the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything. Don't want you to miss anything, like I miss Mom and Dad. Want you to always make sure you can make that bet. All right, we begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 9 races today. Their first post time is 9:25, 9:25 at Laurel Park. Then we go to Delaware Park. Delaware Park has a first post time for 8 races at 9:30, 9:30 Pacific. Then we go to Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct today has 8 races. No stakes race today at Belmont at Aqueduct, but they do have 8 races there. It is sunny and beautiful. They say it'll be about 58 degrees by post time in the first race at Belmont at Aqueduct. Track is fast. Turf courses are firm, which means that the outer turf course will host races 2 and 8. The inner turf course will have races 4 and 7 at Belmont at Aqueduct today. And remember, they have a pick 6 carryover. They have a pick 6 carryover from Sunday. The pick 6 carryover, $33,745.08 to be exact. The pick 6 carryover today at Belmont at Aqueduct. And again, first post time for their 8 races is set at 9:40, and with 8 races, that means the pick 6 will start in the third race today at Belmont at Aqueduct. Then we get to Keeneland, Keeneland Racecourse. Keeneland has a first post time of 10 a.m. This morning. 10 races today at Keeneland. No carryovers to speak of today. First post time is 10 a.m. at Keeneland today. Horseshoe Indianapolis, 9 races today at Horseshoe Indianapolis. They have a nice pick 5 carryover today, a regular pick 5 carryover at Horseshoe Indianapolis. Of $27,610. That's their pick five carryover, 27,610. Nine races. First post time is 11:10 today at Horseshoe Indianapolis. Presque Isle Downs is next. They have eight races. Their first post time is 12 high noon. 12 high noon at Presque Isle Downs. Hawthorne Racecourse from Chicago, 10 races. First post time is 12:10. 12:10 at Hawthorne today. And then we get to Woodbine, north of the border in Canada. Woodbine has a first post time of 1:50. A couple of carryovers there. The pick six jackpot carryover, $5,235. The carryover in the super high five jackpot, $15,160. Eight races. First post time at Woodbine is at 1:50. Delta Downs has Thoroughbred Racing. Delta Downs has eight races. Their first post time is 2:50. 2:50 at Delta Downs. Charlestown. Charlestown has a nice pick six jackpot carryover. That stands at $42,146. $42,146 in the pick six jackpot carryover at Charlestown. Eight races, first post time at 4 p.m. And then we wrap it up with Remington. Remington Park has nine races. Their first post time is at 4:30. All right, time to go to Jonathan Hardoon. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Every time I look at that Remington, I want to rev it up. You know, Remington, rev it up. By the way, I want to remind everybody, we got the big South Point 400 coming up here towards the end of the month and about a week and a half here in Las Vegas. We're going to have a lot of fun, too. And Brendan Gaughan's actual race car for that race is sitting out in the lobby here. We got it right out in the lobby here at the South Point. So we're,
I'm sure they'll let you use it. I'm sure they'll let you use it tonight and bring it back tomorrow. Ralph.
Yeah, I'll take a cruise down the strip and be back, in a couple of days. Check the fenders. In any case, I know we're all waiting for the Breeders' Cup now. All the wind in your ends are done. Now the horses are preparing, getting ready. The connections are deciding what race from the multitude of Breeders' Cup races they want to enter into, et cetera. All of that stuff is going on right now in the training. And like the Daily Racing Forum says, Fierceness is looking good in his training. And you just want to keep these horses fit and happy right now, and certainly sound. And then they'll make their arrangements to get down to Del Mar and train over that track, because it's important to train over the track you're running, et cetera. All that stuff is going on. So in the meantime, with the 22 days to go, we're looking at some other races. There's a really good race over the weekend at Keeneland, the Queen Elizabeth II race. We're going to get in. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. And then you've got this weekend coming up where the state bred programs fit right into the mold of the Breeders' Cup, where they have the state bred programs and all the state bred different divisions going. For example, the West Virginia state bred program, West Virginia Breds, that's Highline Divided Classic. There'll be nine of those at Charlestown. And the originator of all of this stuff that happens with state breds, the Maryland Million, will renew on Saturday. 12 Maryland bred races overall, highlighted by the Maryland Million. So it's kind of fun to see those races in those days for the state bred horses. And we still have some good opportunities before we get to really crunching numbers for the Breeders' Cup, don't we?
And the timing of those races is what really makes it good. It's, 3 weeks out from the Breeders' Cup, so you're not going to get any really major stake races, with the exception, I guess, of the Queen Elizabeth at Keeneland this weekend. So that's a smart thing. The timing is right. It keeps people interested in the game, and it helps those breeders for those horses and those states. So I think it's a good thing.
Now, Jonathan, seems like the X factor right now is the horses that are coming in to America from the other parts of the country, parts of the world. And we always look at the Europeans because they have been so successful in Breeders' Cup. But I got to tell you, the Japanese horses and the Japanese horses have been really improving. We got to watch out for those Japanese horses coming in.
Yeah, the last couple of years, Ralph, they used to be automatic throwouts, to be honest with you, but that's not the case anymore. They have some serious horses. Even last year in the Derby, Forever Again, look how well he ran. There are going to be some good Japanese horses shipping in. You got to do your homework. Pay attention, and obviously the Euros on the turf have proven to be extremely tough against these horses that we have in this country.
Well, there's so much billboarding about this horse, City of Troy. I can't wait to actually see him physically in the United States. That's not Japanese.
Yeah, I mean, the hype is, there's a lot of hype surrounding that horse. So let's find out how good he really is.
Well, you know, I got to say, if there is a division out there right now, in all of the divisions that the Breeders' Cup will offer, that the Breeders' Cup Classic, the older handicap division, I don't know if it's the weakest division, but I know it's the most even and competitive division. If this City of Troy is anything at all, between him and the Forever Young, as you say, the Japanese horse, which was only a head and a nose away from winning the Kentucky Derby earlier this year. They may be.
And how much trouble did he have? How much trouble did he have in the race,
well,
Ralph?
Yeah.
If you remember, he was mugged in the middle of the stretch.
By
Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone did a number on him. But in any case, they may be the pivotal point in the big race, the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Yeah, but the one I'm waiting for is the filly and mare. I can't wait for Idiomatic and Torpedo Anna to throw it down. And now they're talking about some other horse that's supposed to be good there as well.
I think
that's the race, that I'm really looking forward to. Not so much even betting. I just want to watch a race like that. I think it's terrific.
It's the Breeders' Cup. It's in the middle of pick fours, pick fives, pick sixes, and you can't even tell me or any of the people out there that you're not interested in betting the race.
But guess what, Ralph? It comes early this year. I think it's the third race. Discussed it yesterday. You know, it comes up two races before the Classic, which will be run, I think, as the fifth race this year.
Yeah.
We spoke about it yesterday, so we're not going to talk about it again today, but I think it's a big mistake running these races so early in the card.
But you know what? That is for the general consumption for the public out there who only, will see a championship event from horse racing, the Derby, the Triple Crown, and the Breeders' Cup. For them, it could make a difference. But for us horse players, I don't care where they put these races. We're going to watch them and bet them, that's for sure. All right, let's take a look at the Queen Elizabeth Challenge Cup. There at Keeneland, it'll be the eighth race on Saturday at Keeneland. $750,000 is the purse for three-year-old fillies at a mile and one-eighth on their turf course. And I got to tell you, that turf course, there is no lead in any part of that race through the home stretch that's safe, because I've seen horses come from absolutely out of the clouds and get up and win there. But in any case, from the rail out, number one is Pin Up Betty, Luis Saez for Mike Maker. The two is Catelyn Her Greatness, Frankie Dettori for Kevin Attard. The three is She Feels Pretty, John Velasquez for Sherry DeVoe. The four, Waves of Mischief, Tyler Gaffleone riding for Brendan Walsh. The five is Soprano, an Irish bred horse named Soprano. Billy Loughlin for Gregory Boughey, I guess his name is Greg. George Bouquet. I'm going to get it right. Yeah, George Bouquet.
I'm glad you're doing it, Ralph, and not me.
That's okay. In any case, this kid that's riding this horse, if I'm not mistaken or anything, won one of these big races as an apprentice for this guy. So anyhow, Soprano is the name of the horse. I got the Soprano right, but he's an Irish bred. Number six is Oversubscribed, a British bred horse. Irate Ortiz Jr. riding for Chad Brown. The seven is Buku, Junior Alvarado for Phil Bauer. The eight is Pounce, Jose Ortiz for Mark Cassie. The nine is Grayush, Flavian Pratt for Chad Brown. And the 10 is Candela, a French-bred horse, Florent Garou for Francis Henry Griffard. So pretty interesting field, that's for sure. What say you?
The race goes through the favorite. She Feels Pretty is really a nice horse. They're putting blinkers on. Sherry DeVoe's putting blinkers on this horse. Sherry DeVoe off to another terrific start. I think she's 3-for-6 or 3-for-5 at the meet. Johnny V rides. The way that I'm going to play that race is I'm going to surrender it to She Feels Pretty, but I'm going to put long price horses underneath. I think the 2, Catelyn Her Greatness, 12-to-1 has a shot. I think Set the 7. Buchu has a shot at 15-to-1. And, of course, Gray Ash, Flavian Pratt for Chad Brown at 8-to-1. So I like the 3 over the 2, 7, and 9. that's the way I'm going to play it. I'm going to turn a short-priced horse into a maybe a 10-to-1 shot.
With the gimmicks of the Exacta, right?
Correct.
All righty. Well, you gave us a nice singleton winner yesterday at Keeneland. You know, you came with that horse that paid, and believe me, the $6.30 was like one of the highest prices of the day. It was really
well. The horse was nine to two. She got bet down. There were a couple of late scratches there, but the horse won. You know, and actually won pretty easy. The interesting thing about that was how much money they bet into the pool, Ralph. They bet close to $2.5 million. I was reading somewhere that $800,000 of that pool was bet by CAW, computer assisted wagering, which came in late, you know, after they actually left the gate, because that's when that money shows up. So they bet. Listen, it was the only game in town yesterday. There was no New York, no California, no Florida, and there was a carryover. So you knew they were going to put money in. You know, it didn't look that easy to me, to be honest with you. I never thought it would chalk out. And the fourth race, the horse that ran second was 65-1.
Yeah, and the favorite just got up to beat him. It wasn't like, yeah. You know, it was they were on pins and needles going into that fifth and final race, that's for sure.
It was a miserable beat if you went deep in that race and had the 65-1 shot, because instead of paying 200, it may have paid 20,000 if that horse wins. But that's part of the game, and that's the way it came out. But, the field sizes were good for the most part, and it just chalked. It's one of those things, and people that put big money in obviously did not do well.
Well, you know, and I got to remind everybody out there, too, that the pick fives at Keeneland have a consolation four payoff. And so
it's like Gulfstream, Ralph. It's like Gulfstream. Gulfstream's the only other track that does that. They pay for four out of five. So, you know, you're getting, when you hit the pick five, if you hit it, I don't know, what's depends on the size ticket you made. Yeah. But I know someone that hit it and paid $229, but with the consolations, they got close to $280. So it's a little more than that. And if you only had four out of five, well, you didn't get a lot of money, but no, they gave you something.
The four out of fives paid $4.92. And as you say, when you got multiples in all the races, every one of those horses that were beat in each one, if you hit the pick six, okay, if you got each one of the horses in the
that
race
you missed,
that you missed represents $4.92.
Correct. So it adds up. I mean, you know, obviously $4.92 isn't big, but sometimes it pays $50, $60, $70, and those add up in a hurry.
Well, so, and if you got a multitude of the $4 ones, you can get back $60 or $70 on those $4 payoffs too.
Right.
Your thought about that structure in the pick five, good or bad?
I think it's good. Why not? If you're going to hit it, you're going to get paid anyway. So, and if you get four out of five, sometimes it could pay something. I don't think it's a bad thing. Gulfstream's been doing it for years, and I do not have any problem playing it.
Yeah, I know that. I know that some people that I've played with in the book sometimes when they venture out to play the pick five at Gulfstream and don't know that much about it, and they say, you know, I almost had it. I had four out of five. I said, well, don't throw the ticket away. You're going to get something. You're going to get what?
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Yeah, they get a small consolation there. I mean, you can buy a hot dog or something.
When you hit a pick six, Ralph, and they pay you for five out of six. It's the same exact thing, but obviously that's what it is.
So. Yeah. So out of the pick five yesterday, three favorites and two second choices won the early pick five. And there were five winning favorites overall at the track. But that one winning long shot winner, if you combined all of the prices of all of the winners for the rest of the day, didn't add up to, it almost added up to half of what that horse paid. John Velasquez paying $69 on a Vicky Oliver horse. Wow.
You don't see that often. I mean, how many times is a Hall of Fame rider on a $69 horse or whatever it was? But that was the case. You know, sometimes they fall through the cracks, and that was one of those situations.
And that was not a fluke win, because he held off one of the betting horses in that race to win it. So it was a solid win there. But that was yesterday. Time to go to today. We're looking ahead to the weekend. We need to build a bankroll, buddy. What are we doing today?
Okay, so let's look at the sixth race at Belmont at Aqueduct. It's 6.5 furlongs on the main track, and I love the number six horse in here, Chalky Cat. The four-year-old gelding from the Linda Rice barn drew a line through her last race. His last race, he had trouble in that race. He cuts back to 6.5 furlongs. Rider switched today to Jose Lascano, 7-2 on the morning line. Number six, Chalky Cat, pick six single in today's sixth race out of Belmont at Aqueduct.
Well, one thing for sure, let's not make him the chalk, but Chalky Cat at 7-2 on the morning line is Mr. Hardoon's pick. Easy to remember, sixth race, number six, Chalky Cat at Belmont at Aqueduct. And now we'll go to Keeneland, where you had a nice
Keeneland, fifth race today, a mile and a 16th on the turf, and I like the number four horse in here, Weigh the Risks. This is a three-year-old filly from the Chad Brown barn. Irod Ortiz aboard to ride. She's an improving horse. She's getting better with each start. I think she gets a great trip in here. Number four, Weigh the Risks. Fifth race today. Number four, Weigh the Risks. 4-1 on the morning line. Wins today's fifth race out at Keeneland.
Keeneland fifth race, the anchor in the early pick five today, although there's no carryover. But in any case, in the fifth race, you like the four, Weigh the Risks. We will, and he'll win, hopefully, the four in the fifth race today at Keeneland. Full sheets for Keeneland and Belmont at Aqueduct, Jonathan Dardoon has at his website. Right, Jonathan?
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe, be well. We'll chat tomorrow.
All right, you got it, my man. And we're coming up next with Rich Ang, who is standing by with a pick. He had a winner as well as a Keeneland. And we'll get a thought from him for a pick on the horses and tonight's NFL football game. Yeah, that's right. We'll be right back.
Tunnel Towers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere.
Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. It's almost Friday, but it's still the Thursday show. And now we go out to Rich Ang standing by because on Thursdays we have NFL football. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, before we get started with the horses, by the way, they bet your horse down ridiculously. The horse won, but boy, he got a lot of action at the end of the day, didn't he?
Yeah, I gave him out as what I called a single for me in the pick five. I didn't have that $69 horse with Velasquez. Unfortunately, it knocked me out of the pick five. But I was a little concerned when this horse usually has some speed, but was taken back to almost last.
I know.
But Jose Ortiz knew what he was doing. He circled the field and got up late, and he rode with extreme confidence.
Yeah, that was like the fourth race yesterday, Keeneland, where that even money favorite from the rail broke and dropped right out to last. and then circled the field and got up. And that doesn't normally happen, especially a place like Keeneland, but it did yesterday. And how did you not have that $69 horse, Richie? Vicky Oliver trained it. We all know Vicky Oliver from our days in Kentucky.
Yeah, we know Vicky Oliver, her husband Phil, and certainly J.R. Velasquez. I'm going to use Velasquez on my radio show pick, but if you want, we can do the football pick first.
Absolutely. We got a football game tonight, and it's a game where both teams need a win. I mean, I know they need a win every week, but after their performances over the weekend, I think they're jonesing to get back on the field and get a W.
Yeah, it's really a must game for both sides. San Francisco is favored by 3.5 on the road. The game's at Seattle, which is a tough place to play. But the New York football Giants, I'll tip my cap to Jerry, they really played a great game last Sunday to beat Seattle. The time of possession was something like 40 minutes to 20 minutes. And that's always a good way to try to win a football game, is to keep the other team's offense off the field. But I'm going to go with the dog. I'm going to take the hook, the 3.5, Ralph. I think it's a one-score game. Seattle did not play that well, especially on offense, because when you only have 20 minutes of possession, that shows me you didn't grind out some first downs, keep your defense off the field.
Yeah.
I think they're going to change their game plan a little bit. So let's give the home team Seahawks plus 3.5 a shot to upset the 49ers.
Well, we know one thing about Seattle. As you say, when they play at home, that 12th man really means something there. In Seattle, and they'll be hooping and hollering, that's for sure, tonight. So you'll take the home team plus 3.5. Love that hook at home against San Francisco. The play is Seattle plus the points. All right, let's parlay that short price yesterday into another winner today at Keeneland.
Yeah, and also just a reminder, we went 3-0 with football picks last week, so yep. it's a roller coaster ride. Hopefully we can duplicate that kind
of
success.
Well, we got to keep that mojo going. That's what we want.
Race 2 at Keeneland, Ralph, a 6 furlongs maiden special. And, you know, one thing I wrote about in my dummies books is when you're handicapping, a lot of times you should spend a few seconds and read the conditions of the race, because sometimes that kind of tips you off about some of the trainer and owner intent. And if you take a look at Race 2 at Keeneland today, Ralph, it's maiden special, but it says for horses that sold or RNA for $50,000 or less in their most recent auction, which means that you don't get some of these high-priced six-figure babies. This is all for discount Walmart-type horses. Uh-huh. And a horse kind of jumped off the page at me is number 5, Tiger Division at 8-1 with John Velasquez riding for Rusty Arnold. This horse snuck in because it was purchased for $45,000. First two races were on the grass, but if you take a look at the workout on September 22nd, Bullet Work on the main track, blinkers on, I smell something, Ralph. So let's go with number 5, Tiger Division at 8-1 in the second.
All right, second race today at Keeneland, number 5, Tiger Division, the 5 in the second race at Keeneland. Now, it's 8-1 on the morning line, folks. So let's see if we can keep a nice price there. Second race, the 5. And you have a full sheet, handicapping sheet for all of Keeneland today, as you do throughout the Keeneland meeting and Southern California as well. But today you have Keeneland available at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. All right, thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, when we come back, our closing act, you know what it is, John and Jerry, John Lindo standing by. We'll be right back. Don't go away, and we'll keep chatting.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
$1 million will be on the line for a field of top juveniles at Los Alamitos. It's the running of the Golden State Million Futurity on Sunday, October 27th. they'll be dreaming of riches, led by fastest qualifier, American Dreamin'. This filly was simply sensational in the Golden State Million Trials. Plus, Lethal Cowboy 123 and Big Bang Rocket will be looking to repeat their big trial wins. And can Ultimate Battle win a Futurity after two runner-up finishes? The Golden State Million Futurity, Sunday, October 27th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas to wrap it up for this almost Friday, Thursday. And for those of you watching YouTube, you saw the commercial about the South Point and all the great entertainment that's in the Grandview Lounge. We will be taking over that Grandview Lounge on November 1st, the first day of the Breeders' Cup two-day championships. Right after those races are over at 6 o'clock, we'll be doing our annual Breeders' Cup seminar with John Lindo and Jonathan Hardoon and myself right there at the Grandview Lounge. It's a great place to watch entertainment, and it's a great place to watch the seminar as well. You get to sit down and relax in a lounge-type setup. And it's right next to the race book, just in case you want to make a late bet in the book. That happens Friday, November 1st at 6 p.m., and it is free of charge. John Lindo, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, John. You know, when it looked like full fields and maybe a tricky read in the pick five carryover yesterday at Keeneland, it was close to the vest all the way.
It ended up chalking out, you know, three favorites and two second choices for a 220 some odd dollar payoff, and five favorites overall at Keeneland, which is unusual. So a little bit of a chalky day on Wednesday.
It certainly was. And one day does not represent the meet, though. Keeneland's been having very competitive races with good payoffs. That's absolutely for sure. And a good card again today of 10 races there at Keeneland. They really put together great cards. I know it isn't, their meets aren't long. It's in the spring for a month and in the fall for a month. But it falls just right for some good competitive racing there in Kentucky.
Well, you know, too, after racing dirt only at Churchill Downs, the turf races are full after that busy time at Kentucky Downs. So you get a lot of participation on the grass. You still get a lot of good, solid dirt races there. And there's, you know, they front loaded all those stakes races, the Breeders' Cup Prep. So it's been a really good meet to start.
John, the activity is also from the horseman side as well. A lot of claims, huh?
Yeah, you know, there were 11 yesterday and one voided claim. So that was 12 horses that they hung the tag on. And they don't run that many claiming races at Keeneland. So a lot of activity at the claim box. I think people are getting ready for the winter meets, maybe at Oaklawn Park and some other places.
John, in conversing with Jonathan earlier, I thought that the X factors yet for us to start really delving into the Breeders' Cup races are the European, you know, horses that are coming out and the Japanese horses now, right?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, we don't have anything finalized yet, but as many as 19 Japanese horses could be coming. And they're still trying to, you know, finalize which of the Europeans are coming. But, you know, in this day and age now with YouTube and other things, you can find these races on the internet and watch these prep races for yourselves. You're not dependent on somebody else's word of mouth.
All of this advanced billing about City of Troy, what say you?
He's a really, really good horse, Ralph. You know, Aiden O'Brien has said that's the best horse he's ever trained.
Wow.
He's had some really, really good horses. So that tells you something right there. Now, he's never been on dirt, and that's going to be the key. He's going in the Classic. They've been training him on synthetic, and they've been pointing him to a dirt race now for a couple of months. So, you know, I'm going to think that those connections know what they're doing.
Aiden O'Brien, I think, does. That's for sure, yes. So we'll have to take a look at that. And we're just starting to put together the pieces as handicappers leading up to the Breeders' Cup, like the horsemen are, et cetera. So it's going to be a fun time for the next 22 days. And we got a lot going on here at the South Point with the special Breeders' Cup show on November 30th at 4 o'clock here at YouTube, and only on the YouTube with you and Jonathan and some guest handicappers. And, of course, the seminar Friday night, as I talked about, and the big party in the ballroom on Saturday, Breeders' Cup Day, with all sorts of great stuff, including prizes as well. So we're going to have a good time for sure. But we need to build up that bankroll, and you've got a full Lindo report today for Keeneland, so let's get a pick.
Let's go to race number four today at Keeneland. In the fourth race, number six, Shortstop, got absolutely stopped cold in the stretch last time, blocked down on the fence the whole way. You can throw that race out. He galloped out okay. This is the first time he gets to race over his home track. He's based at Keeneland all the time, so this is his home track. Ben Colebrook here, a chance to move forward. I think he'll like the 7 furlong distance. It's just a matter of getting a trip. 6-1 on the morning line. I'm expecting a lot better effort. Number five, Shortstop, race number four, Keeneland.
Yeah, fourth race. It is number five, Shortstop. The five, Shortstop, with the Machado aboard, Luan Machado. And that is the fourth race, the five horse, a nice 6-1 on the morning line. And don't forget John Lindo's Lindo Report covering all the races today at Keeneland, plus a suggested late pick four, and, of course, all that goody information at the bottom. One full comprehensive sheet right now, here only in one place in your gaming capital. It's here. It's at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, complimentary of the South Point, because they love horse players, and John's Lindo Report as well. All right, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, and Ralph, real quick, if you're trying to play Belmont and Aqueduct today, they are not on the Fox Network today. So if you want to watch it, get into the South Point Racebook, or you can, I think they have a YouTube channel, but they are not on TV today.
Yeah, it's better to get here. That's for sure. Thanks a lot, John.
You got it. Good luck.
All right, now we go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Hey, buddy, it's Fast and Firm at Belmont and Aqueduct. How about that?
Isn't that nice?
Yeah,
well, this is a good time of year in New York, and usually you get a lot of Fast and Firm in the fall, so it's a good time. It's great racing.
Real quick, I wanted to ask you your preparations, because I know you're going to be doing the Breeders' Cup. Your preparations for the horses that are not on the usual circuit that you have numbers for your power pages. How do you approach that?
The best I can. It all varies. Sometimes I do it on a horse full, like, you know, he ran against these horses in either Europe or Japan, and they came in, and I get some sort of sense of the class of the horse and where they belong. But it's a guesstimate a lot of the time, like everybody else.
So in other words,
I don't have magic crystal ball.
Right.
I try and read the form, and I have a general sense of what the class is coming out of France and England,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not real sharp on what the class is coming out of Australia, Hong Kong, and Japan. So,
okay, so in other words, then one of the key things that you do is comparison type of assessments, right?
Wherever possible, it's not always possible. I mean, we know there's I can never remember their names, but there's a couple of Japanese trainers that are really making a name for themselves. They send over, you know, race ready horses, and they're never embarrassed. So,
all righty. Well, now let's get started with trying to build a bankroll for the Breeders' Cup at Belmont at Aqueduct today. Jerry J's Power Pages, of course, can be had for all of the races today at Belmont at Aqueduct at jerryjspowerpage.com. What are we doing today, Jerry?
Well, we're going to go to the third race. We're going to take the second choice, Call Her Bluff. This is essentially a win play.
Mm-hmm.
You're only going to reverse it with big prices. But the play is basically all about Call Her Bluff, who I think is really a nice horse, ran okay in her last race and had 45 days to recover and get back into form. And I think that's what she needed. We'll need today. She gets Rosario up again. Just looks like the right horse to me. As my best PPN, and I gave her a start. I'm going to play her over the 5-6-7, the 5-6-8.
Okay.
I'm only going to reverse it with the 5 and the 8, just so you know, but small. I really want the 2 over 5, 6, 8, and I want it to come in some combination like that with
all right,
the 2 winning.
So the third race, the 2 is the key and the big win bet there. The link-ups are 5, right. 6, and 8 and reverse, and maybe another 2, 5, 5, 2?
Yeah, I can bet more on the 2, 5 and the 2, 8 than the 2, 6. I kind of, the 6 is the favorite, and I always am.
You want to try?
I'm always have a.
Yeah, let's throw out the favorite, right? Let's just throw them out.
Well, I don't know about throwing it out, but I mean, you know, I might like use the 6 in some trifectas, like put it just a good key in 2 over 5, 6, 8, and let the 6 do whatever it does in a trifecta.
Okay.
I might have something.
All right.
Some aspect of my money.
All right. Now, I want to remind everybody that's a feature play on the Power Pages, but you also have another feature play on the Power Pages. So get Jerry J's Power Page today at jerryjspowerpage.com.
Well, even better than a feature play, I have a pop-out key that's really, you know, my pop-out keys are actually better than the feature play.
Okay, you got it, my man. Get them right now. We got one more thing to say, Jerry, and I know you know what it is, so go ahead and say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.